In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us quieten our hearts and minds this morning in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here this morning, dear Father, to gather around your holy and precious word, we come here desiring to thank you for thy divine protection. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given unto us. Thank you for our homes and our families, the work that you have provided for us. We thank you, dear Father, for our dear escorts in living faith. But above all these things, dear Father, we wish to thank you for this greatest gift. This gift of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you saw it good, dear Father, to send down from heaven to save the sinner. Dear Father, we ask that you would continue to lead us, continue to protect us, continue to give us hearts and minds to do your will. And dear Father, we ask that you would continue to give us strength to believe, so that one day we can lay down this travel staff of faith and we can be joined with you there in heaven. Dear Father, we remember those who are traveling with heavy burdens and trials in this life. Trials of loneliness. Trials of sickness. Comfort and uplift those dear ones, dear Father. Give on to them hearts and minds that they too can rejoice even amidst of their trials, that their names are written in that Lamb's Book of Life there in heaven. Dear Father, we ask this morning for a service blessing. Give words of utterance to those servants who are serving you, dear Father, wherever your word is preached. Give words to speak. Give hearts to believe and ears to hear it, this message that you have for us this day. And we pray as your dear Son has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I first of all want to bring greetings from our mission committee meeting that we had yesterday, where we gathered around the work of the kingdom. those brothers there wish to that I bring their greetings to you here. These words of God that we will read this morning came to my mind when I was there last night, where we gathered here, Southern Minnesota congregations, for that parents' evening. The topic for the discussion was the joy of believing. My heart certainly rejoiced last night, and it felt so good. We will read from the Psalms, chapter 36. And we will read 7 through 11. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of Thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Thy house, and Thou shalt make them drink of the river of Thy pleasures. For with Thee is the fountain of life. In Thy light shall we see light. O continue Thy loving kindness unto them that know Thee, in Thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Amen. We gathered here last evening. There wasn't too many from our congregation here, but the topic, like I said, was the joys of believing. Dear brother and sister, we have great reason to thank our Heavenly Father. God has protected each one of us. And He has promised to keep us in His care. It seems as of late, there has been much sorrow and sadness in God's kingdom when those near and dear ones have denied their faith. And chose a different path. And it is our continued prayer that God would call them back into this fold. But even amidst this sadness. We have great reason to rejoice, dear brother and sister. We can rejoice in this, that God has kept us in this kingdom. That He has continued to lead and guide us. He has continued to forgive us. It is God that instills in us this kind of heart and will to believe. And may it be our prayer that He would continue to do this. Because it certainly is not of ourselves that we have been given this great gift, this gift of living faith. It is such a gift that we want to hold on to it tightly. We want to cherish it. We want not to take it for granted, but rather keep it special in our hearts. And we could ask, how do we do this? There is only one thing that we are able to keep this joy of believing in our hearts. And that is by continuing this battle in faith, putting sins away as they beset. This is how that joy remains. This psalm here that we have before us, it starts out, "How excellent is Thy loving kindness, O God." I think each of us can attest to this, how God has loved us. God has forgiven us our many sins and continues to do so. I was thinking there last night as we were listening to the comments and how there have been those that have left God's kingdom. Sin, unforgiven sin, has separated them from God. But yet, even in the midst of this sorrow, there is great joy. God is continuing to call those lost ones into His kingdom. I think of one in particular, a man there in Canada that received the grace of repentance. And he is experiencing that joy of believing. He was a father in a home with many children. But did not own this gift of faith. And even in his unbelief, he knew that he could not help his children when they were beset by sin. He would tell them that you need to go and talk to your mother. He was one who came to church every Sunday and sat in the service bench and could not believe. But it is God who can only open the hearts to seek for peace. And God effected in his heart the need to repent. And now he is experiencing this peace that you and I own in our hearts. What a gracious God we have. These kind of happenings remind us and reassure us that we are on the right road. When one from the outside world receives that grace in the peace and joy that they experience, it reminds us that because, oh, we can become doubt-ridden, can't we? It reminds us of this joy, in that it reminds us to continue to battle. That reward that awaits us is so great. In our discussion last night, we sang many songs in amongst that discussion and presentation. And it just felt so good to be there. Each one of those songs were a sermon unto everyone there. This text begins that, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings." I think it is in the Proverbs where it speaks to us about trusting in God. And it says that trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We remember what the Bible speaks to us about our own carnal minds, that they are enmity towards God. And isn't this so? This is why Jesus there took that little child in his arms and said, "Of such is the kingdom of God." Jesus used that little child for a reason, dear brother and sister. When we think of those little children in the home, how dependent are they on the mother? Gives us this example for us to follow, and how we also want to be as those little children that are in the home We want to be as those little children in God's kingdom. Totally dependent upon the mother congregation. Dependent upon the Spirit of God that teaches, that comforts, that reveals. Oftentimes Satan wants to come and mess up our lives, mess up our walk of faith. He's very diligent, isn't he? He wants us and tempts us and taunts us to fall into sin. And dear brother and sister, dear youth, when we come to the hearing of God's Word, what do we hear? We hear God's loving call to put sins away. God's Word reminds us of this for this reason. God knows that our conscience will become hardened if we don't put sin away. Satan wants to seal that joy of believing away. That's his purpose. So, dear brother and sister, hold fast to this faith that God has gifted us with. Continue to put sins away when they beset. Continue to have this type of fear of God, to fear sin. The enemy wants that conscience to become hardened, so it is no longer bothered by sin. This is why, too, dear brother and sister, you dear youth, that we want our conscience also to be bound with God's Word. When we are reminded by sin in the hearing of God's Word, it is God speaking to us to go and put that sin away. Sometimes there are those sins that just continue to pester us. At least that's how it's been with me. When God has given me strength to talk about it, oh, how that stone in the shoe is gone immediately. No longer there pestering. Satan does not like to hear that gospel preached. He wants to tell us that it is foolishness. Dear brother and sister, it isn't foolishness. It is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. There is great joy here in God's kingdom when we have this true peace of conscience. It pays to believe. These words, it was actually this verse here that I was even going to open my mouth last night. But there was much discussion. And my heart just said, amen. But this verse here really hit me last night, where it says, For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. Isn't this true, dear brother and sister? That this is how we see that true light. Is by and through believing our sins forgiven. Then it is that light of the Holy Spirit that reveals to us that true light. That light of heaven that we are all desiring to get to. There's that portion in Romans that when I read this verse, it came to my mind. Because isn't it so? It's in Romans chapter 8, verse 16. And it says here that the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When we come to the hearing of God's Word, isn't that how it is? That our spirit says, Amen. That this is where I want to dwell. This is God's kingdom. This is the right pathway to heaven. It answers to the Spirit of God, doesn't it? And it will continue to answer to God's Spirit when we continue to put sins away. It is a simple pathway to heaven, dear brother and sister. Jesus prepared the way so simply. We do not have to do anything but believe our sins forgiven. Dear brother and sister, continue to believe. Continue to put sins away. This text continues here that, Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. Isn't this our prayer? That God would protect us. God would continue to remind us. God would continue to lead us to those heavenly shores. God has promised, I will not forsake you. The way is clear when sins on the conscience are cleansed. Isn't it? That is why it is so important that we continue to come to the hearing of God's Word. Continue to gather when we are gathering here. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. Dear brother and sister, uplift your hearts and believe. You dear youth, all your sins, believe all of your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. We have great reason for joy here in God's kingdom. There was once those ones that were with Jesus, those disciples were with Jesus. And there were many that were offended by God's Word. What Jesus was speaking. And they turned their backs and walked away. And those disciples were left there. And Jesus looked at them and asked them, Will you also go away? And they spoke up there and said, where would we go? For Thou hast the words of eternal life. Dear brother and sister, let us have this kind of heart, that where would we go? This is where we want to be. In God's precious kingdom. Uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins and doubts, those latest fears forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. I too need to hear this gospel. Can I have my sins forgiven? In Jesus' name, and always blessed name, amen. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.